I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. But join us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's Chase Hughes, covers the Wizards for NBC Sports Washington. What's up, Chase?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. What's
so,
up,
Chase, 17-32, you thought no chance they make the playoffs, no playoff checks, no playoff stories. It's done, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've kind of been through this before with the Wizards where you see the games that are left in a season, you see the games behind in the standings, and it doesn't seem that bad, but then you do the math, and you're like, oh, wow, there's no way this team could pull off a run like that because they haven't done anything close to it this season. And I was arriving at that point certainly in late March and early April as the Wizards lost 14 of 18 after they went on that stretch in February where they won 7 of 8 games. And losing 14 out of 18, especially when they were mostly healthy and they had their COVID outbreak far removed, there didn't seem to be an obvious excuse why they were losing so much. So I just thought, you know, this team's dead in the water. And then all of a sudden, they became the hottest team in the NBA over the course of about a month and closed the season, not only clinching a play-in spot, but getting an 8 seed, which means they would have been a playoff team no matter the year, even if there wasn't a play-in tournament.
Right.
You know, I know we've talked about this with several guys over the last few weeks, but it seems like this turnaround directly coincides with the pickup of Daniel Gafford.
He's been a big factor, no question. I mean, defense, I think, has been the biggest reason why the Wizards were able to turn their season around. And they made some improvements before he got here, like with Alex Len coming in, basically, as a, you know, he was a cast off by the Raptors. They picked him up after he passed through waivers, and he became their best rim protector immediately. I think they also made some strides defending the three-point line by going small with guys like Hollin Neto hit the three. But there's no question that Daniel Gafford bringing him in brought them from probably an average defense to a legitimately top 10 and at times top 5 defense because
which is crazy.
He's a really good shot blocker. I mean, they have guys who can protect the rim like Robin Lopez and Alex Len, but he can actually go above the rim and block 3 or 4 shots in a given game, sometimes in crunch time. So he's been a huge factor. He's also made their offense better because he runs the floor so well and can throw down lobs so easily.
Yeah, what is his deal with like his minutes restriction? Any chance that will be lifted come playoff time, or how's this going to play out?
Well, I think that's going to be really interesting to watch in the postseason because generally you cut your rotation down, right?
Yeah.
You know, maybe in the regular season you might play 10 guys, maybe 11, but once it comes to the playoffs, you might shorten that down to 7, 8, or 9. And they've been running three centers out there, and it's not because they're restricting Daniel Gafford necessarily. They like what Alex Len and Robin Lopez can do. I mean, we know Robin Lopez's hook shot is completely unstoppable some nights, and those guys sometimes match up better with other players. But in the postseason, I don't know if Scott Brooks is going to be running three centers out there for 6 minutes at a time to start the game and then just kind of figure it out from there who's playing the best. So I think he's probably going to have to pick maybe two out of the three, and certainly Gafford has played so well that I would imagine he'd be one of those guys.
Chase, a couple minutes ago, you touched on Neto, and I go back to the beginning of the season, like the first week or maybe 10 days. I was watching a game with my son, and I looked up at the screen. I was like, who's 19? I was like, who is that? I was like, I didn't remember the Wizards signing him, but he's turned into like a pretty critical bench piece, averaging almost 22 minutes per game. Like, he's been an important cog in that bench for the Wizards.
No question. And he's a guy that Tommy Shepherd, their GM, had his eyes on for a long time. You know, I wrote a story before the season about how he had seen him for the first time playing in Brazil. I think it was back in 2014. It was when Nene was on the Wizards. Tommy Shepherd traveled down to Brazil to watch Brazil versus Argentina. And he said, Raul Neto, he just was blown away by him. He was like, this guy's going to be a really good NBA player. And then Neto got to the NBA and bounced around a little bit, and they finally had a chance to get him. And they thought that he could improve their bench defense, and he's ended up playing a much larger role than I think even they expected. He's shooting 40% from three. He's been a really good defensive player at three different positions, essentially, point guard, shooting guard, and small forward. He's super tough. He has these hustle plays that seem to really ignite the team and you know, change the energy of games and change the momentum of games. He's been an incredible signing, and I just wonder if the Wizards will be able to keep him this offseason, because I think he's probably made himself a pretty big raise.
So, Chase, if there's one team you kind of want to play, it's Boston, even though you got to play him up there. But they've lost 10 of 15. They've got a slew of injuries. Brown out for the year. Don't have to deal with him. Tatum's got an ankle. He'll play, but he's dealing with that. Fournier's got a knee. Dealing with that. I think Kemba Walker has a knee. So, look, this team is banged up, and they're not playing well. But the one thing that worries me is watching Beal yesterday in the first half.
Yeah.
He was in and out. He clearly wasn't in rhythm to start. Now, he put it together in the fourth quarter and hit some big shots and got to the line. So he looked a lot better in the fourth quarter, but you know it's still bothering him. You know, maybe he's just going to tough it out. He's got to play. How do you feel about this game?
Well, first of all, you want the 8 seed no matter the matchup, because it means you only have to win one game and you're in the playoffs. So you get there, you look at Boston, and they certainly do look vulnerable. You mentioned all those things. It's still, you know, you're going to Boston, you're playing against Brad's defense. He's one of the best coaches. And they do have Jason Tatum, who, you know, I go back to that stretch in February, the Wizards won 7 of 8. Boston wasn't playing well. And they actually started that slide of 14 losses in 18 games because the Wizards couldn't stop Jason Tatum. But that was before they had Daniel Gafford. So I think that might change some things, because if you recall that game, Tatum just got to the rim at will, and they didn't have anyone who could stop him there. And Daniel Gafford might make a difference. But there's certainly something going on with Bradley Beal. I mean, we all saw it yesterday. He's not 100%. And that, I think, if that's going to continue, that's certainly probably going to lower their ceiling in the postseason, because he's obviously a very important part of the operation. And he looked to me like, you know, maybe 70, 75% there. You know, he was still able to score 13 points in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. So if that was a sign of him just knocking off the rust and he could still make an impact, even if he's not at 100%, then that's good news. But certainly if you get past Boston and you're in a seven-game series with Philadelphia or Brooklyn, not having Beal at 100% is going to be magnified over the course of a full series.
All right, so you used the term ceiling. What do you think is the ceiling on this team? They've won 17 of their last 23 games. Russell Westbrook has been incredible. So let's say they get beyond the Celtics and they do face the Sixers or Brooklyn Nets. Do you think they've got a shot at those teams?
I think it really depends on Beal's health.
So let's say Beal's healthy.
Let's
say Beal's healthy.
Yeah, I do think they have a shot. You know, you win 17 of 23 games. I think that's a large enough sample size. And if you look at what it kind of correlated with in terms of who was in the lineup and healthy and who wasn't. You know, when they've had this group, they've been really good. They've been really good defensively. They've been a better offensive team. So I think the ceiling is much higher than their record would suggest. They're not a 34-38 team if everything's equal. But I would say their ceiling is probably a first-round series win, and that's the ceiling. You know, that's pretty tough to do. When you have a seven-game series in the NBA, it basically eliminates upsets. I wish they would go back to the five-game series in the first round, because it would add a little bit of unpredictability. But there's a reason why there's not a whole lot of parity in the NBA. You know, I you can kind of compare this mid-season turnaround to, you know, they were 17-32, where the Nationals were 19-31. But there's just so much more parity in baseball. You just don't see that in basketball. It's really difficult to pull off upsets. But I think they have been playing so well, especially if Brooklyn can't throw it together last second and they play them. Mm-hmm. I think their ceiling's a first-round win. Now, a lot of things would have to go right for that to happen, of course.
Is the play – I'm sorry, JP. Is the play-in tournament here to stay?
Oh,
I think
God,
so.
No. Really?
I like it. I mean, I think a lot of people appreciated how it made the regular season much more important than it has been in years past. Mm-hmm. It made things more interesting, not only for the bottom teams. You know, like when the Wizards were 11th and 12th, obviously it made it seem like they had a better chance, and it kept teams like Toronto and Chicago in it. And I think everyone expected that to happen. What I didn't expect, and I think was a positive effect, is how it really lit a fire under the better teams. You know, you saw like the Lakers in the Western Conference freaking out in recent weeks because they knew they could drop below six and get into the play-in tournament. It kind of had this threat for the better teams that I think up and down both conferences made things more interesting down the stretch of the season. Now, I think the play-in tournament itself is too complicated. It should just be like Major League Baseball wildcard games where you win and you're in. Mm-hmm. This double elimination stuff is really confusing. I think fans are confused by it, and I don't know where they got it from. It's kind of strange. But I like the idea of expanding it. I think it's going to help eliminate tanking, but I think they need to overhaul the lottery system to really go further and eliminate tanking altogether.
I was trying to look at the matchups, and you would know better than me, between Washington and Philadelphia this year. And I know Embiid put in 38 in one of the matchups. That's the game where I think Brad scored 60. How would they counter Embiid? I mean, he's great against anybody, and I understand we got three centers, but I just feel like he would absolutely dominate them.
They've had a lot of trouble with him in the past. I mean, he's just such a physical force, and his skill set is incredibly unique that there's been times where they've played Joel Embiid, and they just have no one who can match up with him physically. But now that they have three centers and three guys that do different things, and in the case of Len and Lopez, big guys who are physical, who could bump him around in the paint, and then Gafford, who can trail him to the three-point line and go above the rim. I think it could be interesting because they have three different options, and they have three different guys who can use their fouls. You know, Joel Embiid, sometimes you send him to the line. I mean, he's a really good free-throw shooter, which is part of the problem, and he gets there a lot, about as much as anyone in the league. So it wouldn't be easy, but I think they'd be better suited now than they've ever been to counter Joel Embiid. And the only thing that would worry me more probably about the Sixers is their depth. I think they've got a lot of depth. They can shoot threes. The Wizards really can't shoot threes. That might get exposed in the postseason. But certainly Embiid's going to be the guy at the top of the scouting report for the Wizards. And I think using their fouls would probably be a key strategy.
Well, I'm just perusing the schedule. They got swept by Philly this year in three games. They actually did beat Brooklyn very early in the season. Yeah. It was a shootout game where Westbrook went off. Like, I'm telling you, just as a fan, I'd love to see Westbrook go at it against a couple of his former teammates.
Oh, yeah. No, they beat the Brooklyn Nets twice out of three games, but they never saw them with everyone there because, of course, James Harden, Kevin Durant, those guys had injuries this year. I think they only played eight games together with Kyrie Irving. So that's kind of a big unknown. I mean, they brought it back together yesterday and had an unbelievable play. I don't know if you guys saw it. Blake Griffin threw this behind-the-back pass, like down the court. There was an alley-oop off the backboard to Kevin Durant. It was like a reminder that this team, when healthy, I mean, at times this year, they literally had the most efficient offense in NBA history. They can't play defense. But they're an extremely dangerous team. But the Wizards have beaten them twice. They weren't at full strength. And the Westbrook-Durant thing with Scott Brooks coaching the Wizards would certainly be a great storyline for sure.
You know, you mentioned Brooks. Everyone's taking a stab at guessing his future. Where do you stand on that? And does Scott even want to come back to this? I mean, he's been here 5 years, made a boatload of money. Why wouldn't he just want to ride off into the sunset?
Yeah, I think the odds of him coming back are definitely increasing. You know, when you get the eighth seed, that is a much more positive outlook than, you know, being 12th and, you know, five games out like they were a month ago. So I think the odds are increasing. But, yeah, you're right. They could either bring him back or say, you know, maybe this is a good time to part ways on a positive note. But one thing that I've kind of settled on as I've considered his future is if they did get rid of him, what type of coach would they replace him with? And would either – of the general pass make sense? Because generally, you probably go one of two ways. One, with a young and inexperienced coach that is maybe cheaper, but that could be a major risk, as you see in what happened in Indiana this year, and especially if you got this competitive window with Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal. Or you could go with someone more experienced, but that would cost more money and require a longer-term deal. And given, you know, Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook aren't under long-term contracts at this point, that would represent a risk. So if you're talking about a guy with experience who you could have some flexibility with on maybe a one-year deal or a one-plus-one, then maybe it does make sense to bring back Scott Brooks, especially when he's got the obvious connection to Russell Westbrook. If things went this well when they're healthy, you know, do you want to disrupt that? I could see the Wizards saying, well, why don't we give this one more year?
Well, hopefully they can get by Boston. That'd be great to see a best of seven against that team up in Brooklyn. And if they lose, still like their chances to get by Indiana or Charlotte. But let's just win that first one so we don't have to worry about it.
For sure. All right. Thank you, Chase. Appreciate it, buddy.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks.
Yep.
He mentioned Blake Griffin, so I had to go look at his stats.
He just falls completely.
It's sad. Yeah. And then even, you know, we've talked about how incredible Westbrook's numbers are. Like, how does Blake Griffin average just 3 to 4 rebounds a game and Russell Westbrook gives you 14? I know he's not playing the minutes, but still.
Well, plus his knees are probably
shot.
Well,
his body broke down. Yeah, yeah. I mean, when he was in his prime, he was getting a lot more than that. His body broke down.
How many points did he average?
Looks like with the Nets, he's averaged 10 points a game in about roughly.
Has he been starting?
He had 10 starts in 25 games.
Okay.
He's
right about Philly being deep because they bring off the bench guys like Curry might start, but Curry can shoot it. Maxey can shoot it. Milton can shoot it. They've got some guys.
I would want to avoid the Sixers.
I would much rather play Brooklyn. I agree. I don't think they can beat Brooklyn because I just think that's too much firepower, but give them more of a shot than Philly.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm seeing the Harden. I don't think he played in the last game against Cleveland, did he?
He might have come off the bench, or
he
maybe they rested him.
A few minutes in the first one. I mean, he's got bad hammy.
You never know. Kyrie might just decide he wants to sit out.
I can't remember what I read about Kyrie. He can't take anything seriously. I mean, look, it's a very serious situation, what's happening in Israel and stuff like that. But NBA players, I think he said something like he's more concerned about that than the playoffs, which I guess theoretically you should be.
Well, somebody
said,
he's already making excuses for why they lose.
Right.
All right. Well,
that's good.
All right. Good. Let's play him then.
I like that he's distracted.
Right.
But look, you got to get beyond Boston first.
Yes.
This is not a gimme. They rested all of their guys. They're a talented team. They've been kind of disappointing this year.
And they play defense.
Right.
And it's, you know, they know they have to win.
And you know what the Wizards do, much like they did yesterday? They seem to respond with their backs against the wall, right? So it was a must-win yesterday. They're trailing the whole time. And then they finally, you know, turn it on in the fourth quarter and win. Like, in the back of their mind, they know they can lose, right?
Mm-hmm.
They know they can lose the first one. And that's kind of the character of this team. I'm not saying that that's going to happen.
Well, look, you saw what Charlotte did to Washington in the first half and then that third quarter.
Right.
You don't want to have to play them and have to win after watching what they can do because they're athletic as hell. Ball can kill you. You know, they couldn't hit a shot in the fourth quarter. You don't want to have to play them to win.
But I like this schedule. Got a Caps playoff game tonight. Mm-hmm. Got a Wizards playoff game tomorrow. And then we'll be back with the Caps. It's just going to be nonstop playoff
9 o'clock
action.
Tip. 9 o'clock tip kind of hurts tomorrow.
All right, coming up next, we switch gears. We open up EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Been talking a lot of Caps this morning. Game 2 tonight. Continuing Capitals playoff coverage on The Fan. Presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business regrows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland or online at PVIPVI.com today. During the break, Cakes made this comment about a dollar. If my life depends on a dollar or whatever. But I know this. If EB wins his $1 bet with me, he's going to be fired up, and I'll definitely win my 5-1 because I've got Ilya in the net.
I mean, look, I still respect money, and if there's a dollar lying down on the carpet on the way to the bathroom,
diving for it.
I'm not going to dive for it, but I'll scoop down and I'll pick it up and I'll put it in my pocket.
Right.
But
well, who wouldn't?
But yeah, I mean, if you're worried about $1 at this point. You can't worry about $1.
Like, no.
I'm at MGM National Harbor. I'm trying to – Cody Betts is trying to run me down with a hand to take my bounty. I tip the person a dollar. It brings me my drink.
Of course.
I don't worry That's about $1 at this point.
Right.
I can't live my life that way.
All right. Time now to open up the entertainment page.
Oh, your webcam crashed.
I mean,
did you pound this table?
Yeah, I might have. This is the most – ghetto setup that I have for my camera.
Do you not have a camera on the laptop?
I do, but this camera is higher quality. Now, the problem is I have to perch it up here on this old-ass monitor.
You think this ever happens, like on CNN or something?
It's a little crooked now, so I can either... But you know what? It's stable for
I think
the time
that's
being.
Stylish
You
that
just
way.
Need to get into the clip. Go to Micro Center or something.
What's this big stand here on the other side of the table?
I don't know what this is.
So, I don't know.
Who knows what anything is in here?
Who's in here when we're not here?
I don't know.
Like the afternoon guys and...
Well, they're not. Yeah, no, they're both here, so they're not in camera. Must be someone from the weekend, like AWOD.
Right, but I'm saying, but typically Grant and Danny are doing it from here now.
They
right?
are, but they're both here, so they're not on camera.
What does he mean? They're both here.
They're both in studio. That's
I don't think that's a camera thing. I think that might be a mic stand.
I don't know what that is.
God forbid we use the cameras that are in here. God forbid we use those.
Yeah.
Thing of the past.
Those things. Yeah. All those.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to need these cameras much longer. I think our days on NBC Sports Washington are numbered.
All right. Time now for the entertainment page brought to you by Wave Soda.
We're going to be back on watchthejunkies.com before you know it.
Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple. Just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES, and you'll receive 15% off at wavesoda.com.
I mean, I'm running half power over here. Only one of these replay machines works.
Is that right?
I mean, the one on the right says, INT drive not ready. Select INT drive? Question mark.
Did you
think I know what that means?
And you did the turn it off and on bit?
Yeah.
You did that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I can try it again.
That's all you can do.
I'm sure I know how these things work.
By the way, have you noticed that Cody, it's a totally different intro music. He's much more
Why is that?
Classic rock-ish.
I like it.
Have you noticed that?
I noticed him.
I think you just point that out every time Valdez is gone.
He
just picks random songs off the computer.
No, I don't know. I think he's picking songs he likes.
He likes
Cody.
Tom Petty, Don't Do Me Like That.
It's silly.
It's a great tune, but has he ever heard that song before?
Just picking any songs?
I'm picking the songs that I know.
Yeah, that's what
But there's not a lot to choose from here.
Like, you just played AC/DC on the end, like, do you even know who that band is because you're so young?
Well, I like playing that one because it has my last name in the title.
Oh, Shook. Okay. Cody Shook.
So I try to work that one in at least once.
Oh, my God.
I just know you as Cody Betts. I barely know you by your
I could
name.
I didn't know. I thought Betts was his last name.
No. You had no idea.
He was Liddell?
I had no idea. I thought it was Mookie.
No, it's because he likes
but
the Betts.
Is there no hip-hop on there? Like when there's
no, not
nothing?
Really. Not really. A handful of songs, but I mean, if I play them once, I can't play them the rest of the week.
That's my kind of playlist. Yeah. Size for Cody Beth. My guy.
All right, guys. A lot of Bill Gates news still. I find it all fascinating. You know who apparently was giving him marriage advice?
Oh.
Jeff Epstein?
Jeffrey Epstein, apparently. Dude, here's the thing. Turns out Bill Gates, if any of these reports are true, was a way bigger sleazebag than anybody realized. They say that he had at least one affair in the early 2000s. In fact, that's why he left in the middle of 2020. He left the Microsoft board because sort of in the middle of the whole Me Too thing, the woman he had an affair with wrote a letter to the board and it prompted an investigation.
Oh.
And so he had to leave, and he apparently did acknowledge that he had the affair in the, I guess, early 2000s. They also say there are other women that say he asked them out when they were working at Microsoft. Now, the one thing that they will say in his defense is he never threatened them with any sort of reprisals if they didn't date him. But, he was interested.
By the way, shockingly enough, when I threw out about a month ago that I'd love to serve on a board of directors, but I don't want to go to any meetings.
Right.
I just want stocks. Right. And I can't really give you any good advice. Nobody's offered to put me on their board of directors. I'm still waiting, but it just hasn't happened yet. I'll let you guys
know.
There's an update.
I was offered to be on something.
Okay.
And it did require going to, one or two meetings a year.
Right.
And it sounded like too much.
It's too much of a hassle.
It sounded like too much.
Wasn't Jason on the HOA board of directors in Broadlands or something?
Well, Jason's very controlling.
Well, I would never do that. Community board?
You're just making stuff up.
I feel like you were.
Definitely.
I've never been on.
I was mistaken. Sorry.
Definitely.
When did I ever say I was on an HOA board?
Right.
By the way, do you guys get these notices in the mail? Like, if you own certain, investments and stocks, they'll send you
proxy
annual meeting. Please vote on this. You know what I do? It goes right.
Of course.
Place.
Well, nobody
never
responds
voted
to those.
On anything for
nobody.
Executive.
You think your vote counts
your
in
vote
that?
Means nothing.
No, I know it doesn't. That's why I'm not voting.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do
your
anything.
One nubs vote on Under Armour.
Sure. I'm sure, me voting for Warren Buffett not to get his executive pay package is going to do anything.
But
are
Jason,
you kidding?
Yeah. Apparently, Bill Gates. He downplayed his whole relationship with Epstein when the recent Fuhrer came out again.
I can't believe a dead guy gets into the EP for five straight days.
I would downplay my relationship with Adam Epstein, too.
It's more about Gates than about Epstein. But Gates said when he, I guess, got in trouble again, Gates said, I have no friendship with him, some business or, we had business meetings or whatever. They say he had dozens of men's club meetings at Epstein's home. And it coincides with when Melinda, when she found out about all this stuff, that's when she initially said, all right, that's it. And she consulted her attorneys, and she's been looking into this for a year and a half. Mm-hmm.
I know he's allegedly brilliant, but not brilliant enough to get a prenup.
And he was a billionaire at the time.
Yeah.
What are you doing? He was a billionaire when he got married. I don't know.
If you're a billionaire at that point, do you really care?
Yes.
You would care because you're so into it. Let's just say you topped out at exactly $1 billion.
$1 billion.
And you lost half of it. You still have $500 million. Okay. Tell me what in your life you can't do that you could do with the billion.
I'm just going to guess.
You don't
want to
give away half a billion.
That any billionaire.
I'm just saying, you can do everything that you could before.
No, you couldn't. You couldn't buy Manchester United or something.
Oh, please.
Listen, any billionaire who's single, who's about to get married, I'm sorry. Those guys overwhelmingly are going to sign prenups and have their prospective wife sign a prenup.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think I'm crazy with that thought.
All right, Chris.
I just think about where they stand financially and the things that they worry about compared to things that I worry about. Do you know that I was calling a beach chair / bike rental place in Hilton Head?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And when they told me that what their rate was, I said, I'll call you back.
Hold
I'm going to have to
let me ask.
I'm going to have to get another
$1,500 for the week or something.
What were you trying to get? Bikes? Were you trying to get beach chairs and an umbrella?
Both.
Like the whole thing.
You
all
wanted
of it.
Bikes
yeah.
and you
because
wanted
the house that we are renting does not have beach chairs or bikes.
All okay. right. And you don't want to just throw some beach chairs in the back of the car?
Dude, beach chairs are big. I don't think
they're big and
I
bulky.
When you travel, you don't have like a big thing to put on top of your vehicle.
No, so one of those turtle tops.
Oh,
no.
I used to have one. I got rid of that with a quick move.
No, now no. I just put a tarp. I got like one of those tarp things.
No, but they told me that it was $45 per bike for the week, and I got to rent 7 bikes. All right, and
why then seven?
Who, it seems like, by the way, $45 for a week sounds like bargain basement prices to me.
I know, but it's all adding up. I'm like, oh, that's about $280? I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
So I'm shopping around.
Yeah. Why don't you just get a bike rack and throw some bikes on the bike rack, Rick?
I'm squeaking.
It's squeaky over there.
Well, hold on. It's $45 for the week or for the day?
For the week.
For the week.
Oh, so it's only like $300 for 7 bikes?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
All right, but then you got to throw in the beach chairs.
You know, well, how Jace much are the beach chairs?
You know Jace is going to tell
Teresa, less than that.
I didn't see you use your bike today.
Dude, it's just a pain in the butt.
And who's 5, 6, and 7, by the way? Your crew's 4.
My daughters are bringing friends.
Ah, okay. You won't hit them up for the money. You won't make them pay. Well, so you have to pay for your own bike.
Venmo me. No, I'm not. I'm going to hook them.
Chase is going to start a GoFundMe.
So how much are the chairs? You don't remember?
They were $15-$20, I think, something
that's
like
nothing.
That.
Each chair?
Yes.
For the week?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
But it adds up.
He's just probably looking at $600-$700.
By the way,
you get the stupid tarp and just bring your own from home.
You should see how much the house is.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's worth...
Open up your cheeks.
It's worth just going down... It's worth going down to the ocean and having everything set up. You don't have to lug all that stuff down from your house. That's the way to do it.
That's the thing I'm going to
miss. No. They don't.
You would still have to lug it back and forth.
They don't bring the chairs to the beach. They're delivering the chairs to the house.
Is yes. what he's getting.
Oh, see, that's why it's cheaper.
Yeah. Because if you had them like propped up and you just walk,
it'd be a lot more lurch.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
It costs you like $1,500.
I walk up and a card on my chair says cakes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a still squeaker. I'll just take the old fashioned beach towel and lay on that blicky.
You just get assaulted by the sun for 8 hours.
You need a chair.
Go for 8 hours,
dude. You got to get
even if you're going to be out there 2 hours, you need a chair.
How do you fit all? So you're going to fit 7 people? So no, you're going to take 2 cars down.
Just two cars. Yeah,
and you're going to have no tarp on top of your vehicle?
No Roy Tarpley.
I knew there was a Roy Tarpley thing coming there. I'm proud of you for that one.
All right, what else you got on the EP? We got to take a break.
I got a lot more. We got to get into Chrissy Teigen. We got to get into...
she's annoying.
Courtney Love defending, standing up for Pam Anderson. I'll tell you why.
Whether you're a platoon leader or a cheerleader, PenFed makes it easy for all of us to achieve our financial goals with great rates for those in the military and those who are not. PenFed offers credit cards, online savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, and more, all at great rates for everyone. Visit PenFed.org for more information. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. But hey, membership is open to everyone. PenFed is an equal housing lender insured by NCUA.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I got my envelope ready, Cakes. We're going to go hook up the parking attendants at Homewood Suites with some tips.
Yep, it's about that time. We're not going to do it every day like Jason does. We're just going to give them a bigger amount up front to avoid that daily interaction.
It is an awkward bit because we see a different person in the morning, and I have no idea if that morning person will ever see a piece of what I'm giving.
Well, yeah. I'm going to talk to him
the guy today.
I'm going to say, look, I'm not going to pay every day because it's hard to think and it's hard to have cash every single day. But if you're not getting a taste of what I'm giving the guys in the afternoon, I'll have to pay separately. I'll have to chop it. I'll do the old choppity chop. But it's all good.
That's what you should do anyway. I was a valet for 2 summers. We never pooled tips. You just don't do it. You get tipped when you bring the car around on your shift.
All right, but when were you a valet? This is like the 80s.
It was the 90s, but it doesn't matter. I don't think the protocol has changed. You know, I think pool tips is a little bit risky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's what Cakes and I have done.
Don't, I mean, you've been doing it. I get it, but you never know how much those guys are getting that worked overnight.
Well, I think
that parked
if there
your
was
cars.
A problem, they would complain. Don't you think they would say to you, "Hey, you know what? Never get this."
They'd say, "Hey, you cheap bastard! I haven't seen a tip from you."
Well, maybe the complaints. Maybe the complaints never get to the customers.
Yeah,
maybe
the
complaints.
The guy
to the
was
bosses.
Cool this morning. He was surprised to see me. We did a little fist bump. He made a little comment about some pandemic LBs. It's like, all right.
Grabby, have you converted over there yet? Or are you still here?
Today was the first day.
Yeah, did you like it? Or it's only the first day, so it's too early to make a judgment.
The entire way I hobbled over here, I just thought about the $200 I'm saving.
You did. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of money.
So that's worth it to you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, certainly is.
All right. All right, let me give you a couple other stories here real quick.
The guy's got to go fund me, for God's sakes.
I know.
By the way, that guy called in. He's on the line.
Rohit?
Rohit, yeah.
Is he upset?
No, I don't think so.
All right, let's go.
I don't
go,
think
let's
he understands why I'm, like, right. why I
kinda,
was put off.
I kind of understand. I mean, it's just a pride thing. You're embarrassed. You don't want people to think you're nubs. That's basically. Well,
I'm not nubs.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but some people want people to think they're nubs, and they'll just take the freebies.
Jason would 100% have taken it.
Jason would 100% say, yeah, think I'm nubs. Who cares?
Yeah,
I know, but then he's got thousands of people thinking he's broke as a joke.
Who cares?
So,
he
I don't care.
He doesn't care.
No, you get over that real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't see those thousand people.
Rohit.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Ro?
Is this the same Rohit that I always ask, how do you say your name, or is it a different Rohit?
Yeah. Nah, same one, Eric.
Same one. Okay, but here's the thing. It was very nice of you, and I want you to explain it. You know, very nice of you. You heard Drab, and, you know, his bills are outrageous, but he doesn't want any handouts. But it was nice of you, I think, to put this little GoFundMe together, but it was the worst written, most hurried. I mean, it was a
Can
joke.
Somebody find it to read me the sentences? I never clicked
I
on it.
I think he maybe made him delete it.
It's just terrible grammar.
What were you thinking, Rohit?
So here's what I was thinking. So you guys have brought it up, you know, three or four times. And every time I hear that he's got this $40,000 bill or whatever it is, 25K, I've always think to myself, I wish I could kick in 20 or 30 bucks. Mm-hmm. Then this weekend, I wasn't doing anything Sunday morning. I was like, I'm going to spin up a GoFundMe campaign and see what happens.
Right, but so it looked like it took you 1 minute to write that out.
So wait a second.
No explanation. Yeah, but you gave no detail. You just said he's nubs and he needs money.
But Eric, here's the thing. I did mention the twins and the medical bills, and people that listen to the show, they know. They know what's up. And here's the thing, guys. Yeah. I did it on Sunday morning at like 9:30.
Yeah.
Within 15 minutes, I had put in $20. I was like, oh, $20, that's enough. Within 15 minutes, six people had put in money, and it was $40 or $50 each.
Right.
And that was Sunday morning. So
right.
if you would have let it go,
look at Jason thinking.
I'm sure it would have gotten up to 5, 10, 15 days. So
I'm sure it would have.
I don't get it. It's his wish.
He doesn't want people to think he's nubs.
It's not even Rohit. Did you not see the comments? People saying, "Why would you give him money? He's fine. His family has money. He invests."
Number one, they're trolls. There are only two of them, and there were six people that donated in a heartbeat, $40 or $50. So there's people that care. Okay?
So hold on. So Drabby, you're telling me if I offered you $1,000 towards that bill, you wouldn't take it? Which I won't. But you wouldn't take it.
He might take it if it was private. But he doesn't want people to think he's nuts.
No, that's actually not even true. Because a Washington Post reporter, Neil Greenberg, texted me and said, "Dude, what's going on? Do you need me to send you diapers? Do you need anything? How can I help you?"
Right.
I'm not
very nice of you. Very nice.
I'm not felted.
It's his pride.
It's a tweet. I got investments all over the place. I drive a 2020 vehicle.
He's flexing.
He doesn't want people to think he's nubs. That's the bottom line.
No. GoFundMe is nubs. If you're Pastor Jacques and your house burns down and you got eight disabled children at home, I get it. You need a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Not if you're a drag t-shirt from the junkies.
Mm.
Right.
I get he's not nubs at all. Neither am I. But if I get hit with a 40K medical bill, that platform was built for things like that. Right? If he has parents that can pay for it, which I don't know if he does or he doesn't, his parents are older. They shouldn't have to.
He's not
going to
hit up his
bill.
Parents.
Bro, here's my question for you.
That's what I'm saying.
Did you just wake up on Sunday morning and just randomly thought of Drab, or are you part of his inner circle? Like, I don't know. I know you call into the show.
No. I don't know what caused me to think about it. I wasn't doing anything, JP. Like, I was just sitting there drinking my coffee. and I was on my computer, and I was like, oh, I can do this in 10 minutes.
He actually, I actually think he's just a good person.
I think you're a good
dude.
Who's
big time into the show.
I thought it was a good idea.
And he wants to help out a guy.
Was he the guy that years ago wanted to do like some sort of fantasy football spreadsheet?
Yes, he's the king of bad ideas.
I built an app. I was pitching it to you guys, and you didn't even want to talk to me.
So this might be.
He's just a nice person.
Hold on. This might be
an idea guy. Come up with an idea.
This might be a dumb question.
Two bad ideas.
The money that he already got.
Yeah. All I need is one.
Where is
one.
It?
Well, he just canceled.
I had to refund it. I refunded it to all the people.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, because Drab was
people. Half an arm. I'm telling you,
dude, the number one Drab's pride got in the way.
Let me tell you,
which is fine. I respect that.
80% of people would turn that down. What I don't understand is that he has my phone number. I guess he texted me after it went up to ask me if it was okay.
right.
And by the,
I didn't think there's a chance that you would shoot it down. I'm with Jason. Yeah,
I'm part of the 20% then, Drabby. Because remember when I first opened my Venmo account and I threw it out there?
Mm-hmm.
I threw the address out there and, I don't know, 6-7 people
donated.
I didn't refund it.
Of course not. I did the same thing.
Right. $100. All right, I'm taking it.
I know, but anyway, people thought I was begging for
money. Let me spin it up again.
Money.
Let me know. I'm happy to spin it up again. I'll do it in 5 minutes. But I respect Rob's feelings. No
all
worries.
Right. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Rohit. He's just a nice guy.
He is.
And Drabby's a little sensitive. Because
we actually need more people like him listening to the whole show and know everything about the show.
Here's the thing. Drabby, you know, he's like approaching 40. He's, you know, he's a producer on a radio show. He doesn't want people to think he's nuts. But he's also assistant program director. He's, you know, he's got these other gigs.
Sure.
So he's a little sensitive.
People thought I was behind the GoFundMe.
Right. I know.
I thought I was out there on the street corner begging for money.
Right.
I know. Come on.
I know.
Not the same.
You're basically the guy across from the 7-Eleven.
But at the end of the day, those people don't care.
If people want to set up a GoFundMe for the junks, we'll take it.
Why don't you do what I did on Sunday? I woke up and I didn't think of Drab T-shirt once. I mean, I love Drab, but I didn't start think of coming up with a GoFundMe for the guy.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.